Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whit Wyatt. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Whit Wyatt. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ted Gulick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Art Sherin. Batting 8th. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes bunts towards 3rd. Gulick fields the ball and throws it to 1st. Safe. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Garms. Haas reaches second base with a double. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson bunts towards the mound. Blaeholder fields the ball and throws it to 1st. Safe. Haas moves to 3rd. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it, throws to 2nd for 1, and over to 1st, double play. Haas scores. 2 outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to 1st for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. One out. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Shea and he is out, Storti applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Gullick can't make a play. That's a base hit. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Storti for the out. One out. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sherin. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Sherin steals second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball 4. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder takes first base on ball 4. Sherin moves to third. Shea moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Swanson moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Swanson scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garms. Kress reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, White Sox. Sam Gray now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wyatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. One out. It's 6-2, White Sox. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas bunts towards third. Gulick fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garms, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Campbell throws the ball into Shea, who tags Simmons trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hayes scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sherin moves to third. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 2 in the game. Garms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherin scores. Shea moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wyatt hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 9-3, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wyatt moves to third. Raleigh Stiles now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Swanson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wyatt scores. Hayes scores. Haas moves to second. It's 11-3, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 2 in the game. Storti hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. Gulick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Shea and he is out, Storti applying the tag. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Garms who is chasing the ball. Dykes reaches third base with a triple. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 12-3, White Sox. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shea hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Haas reaches second base with a double. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Swanson hits a pop-up towards short. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's 13-3, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garms hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-4, White Sox. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Crouch now catching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dykes hits a line drive towards first. Burns catches it and steps on first to double up Kress. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crouch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 3 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 3 in the game. Gulick hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wyatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hayes bunts towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Wyatt moves to second. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wyatt moves to third. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 3 for 5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wyatt scores. It's 14-4, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swanson. The throw from Crouch and he is out, Storti applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West pinch hits for Raleigh Styles. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. West reaches second base with a double. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. West moves to third. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Garms hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. Garms reaches third base with a triple. West scores. It's 14-5, White Sox. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Burns reaches second base with a double. Garms scores. It's 14-6, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Burns moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 14-7, White Sox. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.